This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my
voice. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Joel Gilbert, documentarian, author, and he has a new viral video we're going to talk about, Amerophobia. And if you can see the article at Infowars.com, a very, very funny video, but we're going to talk to him about the whole concept of Amerophobia. There's a very famous person that suffers from it. As a matter of fact, quite a few people suffer from Amerophobia in the public eye. But in this segment, before we come back with Joel Gilbert, I want to finish up on what I was talking about with the Agenda 21 aspects. And of course, the thing that really troubled me is to see how quickly this is coming. I think they're accelerating this quickly enough, and people don't really understand what is behind it. And now they've got a very specific 150-mile stretch of Interstate 5 between Seattle and Vancouver. And they're saying that they're going to ban that from humans. It's going to be a driver-free zone. They're going to ban human motorists from carpool lanes on this in this area. And that's the way it begins, folks. I think one of the things we need to understand is we need to stop calling these things self-driving cars. You know, an automobile was self-mobility. That's where the name comes from, right? It was about self-mobility. And we controlled it ourselves. And so we go back to this whole idea that the Lyft president was trying to sell us. You know, first we had trains, but then we got autonomous capability to go wherever we wanted to go without the government really having any control over that. And they don't like that for a number of reasons, obviously. Okay, they're desperate to try to put us back into trains, even if that means that the trains are going to be controlled on a literal information highway, that they're going to have the highway and the cars all linked together. They're telling us that they're self-driving cars. And I thought, you know, we need to come up with a better pejorative term that we can use, something that describes it better and that is also pejorative. So I thought, well, you know, Batmobiles, no, that sounds too much like a Batmobile. That's just too cool. I think we should call them toll cars because that's the way they're going to be used. So within this last week, as the federal government came down on their side, doing the same thing for these companies that they did for the big agro companies, you know, we had all these different state regulations that were coming up. Said, you know, we want to know if there's GMOs in the food and the products that we've got here. So we're going to mandate that there's labels put on there so people can make those decisions. And if the industry wants to put GMO and genetically modified things inside your food or other products, then sell us on the benefits of that. Tell us how that's a good thing. Don't hide the fact that it's there. Okay? So they were enacting state legislation, or at least fighting them all across communities all across the United States. So what they do? They went to the federal government and they said, let's shut this thing down. In violation of the Ninth Amendment, in violation of the Tenth Amendment of the Constitution, they came out and said, you know what? And we've called it the DARK Act. It was passed by Congress. Obama signed it. And what it says is you can't have legislations telling people that mandate that people have to know what's in their food. They shut that whole thing down. That's what they're doing with cars right now. As people started having experience with these cars, they saw some of the safety issues. They realized that they were being sold a bill of goods on the safety issues. Then some regulations started coming along in various communities, especially California, because they were the first ones to see the self-driving cars. They saw the number of accidents. Now we've seen several people, at least a couple of people die in these self-driving Tesla vehicles. And remember, the guy who died here in America, they covered that up with the assistance of the federal government for 2 months while they played the stock market. Now the SEC is investigating it. He's being sued by stockholders because that was a very negative thing for them. They were touting the autopilot feature as a big selling point. And then when somebody dies, they cover that up. They covered it up in China for 8 months. There was somebody there in China who died in self-driving mode. And they've covered that up for 8 months. And remember, they lied to us when it first came out. They said, oh, it wasn't in self-driving mode. Well, it turns out it actually was. Stay with us. with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Joel Gilbert. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
September 23rd, 2016, 45 days until the general election, the final countdown.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 23rd, 2016, Monday, the big debate. And, of course, we're going to be covering it live here at InfoWars. It's not a sports event, but there's a lot of analogies that could be drawn to it. We're going to talk about that later. But if you want to think of it in a sporting terms, okay, we're going to have live commentary. We're not going to get in the way. We're going to be carrying the actual debate here. But we will have some comments on the side, kind of like commentators do for the football games occasionally. But we will also have instant replays when there's something very big. And I think this is going to be a momentous event. Everybody is talking about it. Everybody is looking forward to it. Again, we're going to be covering that live Monday night here on the InfoWars Nightly News. And joining us now is Joel Gilbert. We talked to Joel about a week ago because of the viral billboard campaign that was going on in Times Square. Joel had a billboard that they had purchased for, I think it was about a week in Times Square, New York City. He can correct me if that's wrong. It was a digital billboard that was animated. And they did a kind of a cartoon meme there of Donald Trump as Superman, pointing out how he's jetting all over the country, essentially. But, you know, not even making that point. I mean, it was just the visual. It didn't say anything, but it went viral. They only spent $25,000 on it. They got millions of dollars of publicity. People all over the world were contacting Joel and saying, what is this about? And he got to talk to them about why he would choose to put Donald Trump in there as Superman. But he's got another viral video. That's what we want to talk to him about today. This is up on Infowars.com. You can see the video link there. The title of the article is Hillary Clinton Promotes Amerophobia. So we want to talk to Joel about this latest viral video. Thank you for joining us, Joel.
Hey, great to be back. Thank you.
You know, the left is always saying you're this phobic and that phobic and so forth and so on, right? I mean, phobia was a psychological term, said you were afraid of something or you disliked something or whatever. So this is a great idea because we've got people who are afraid of America, who hate America. And so tell us a little bit about Amerophobia. You know, what are these Amerophobes like? What do they believe? We'll just go down your points here in the article that you wrote here.
Okay, thanks. Well, we all saw the recent attacks on the American people by Barack Obama when he was in Laos. He told his audience that Americans have a latent racism gene and that when we're low on cash, we become xenophobic. We start to dislike other people and people around us when we get low on cash. We saw Hillary Clinton's attack on half of America by saying that Donald Trump supporters were xenophobic, Islamophobic, homophobic. It's like one long word of phobias. Now, the left is very comfortable smearing people, saying they have a mental disorder. And it goes back in history a little bit because it really started in Stalinist Russia when Stalin's mad scientists decided that anyone who doesn't conform to collectivism and doesn't agree to the collective and that Stalin is God on earth, you get to be condemned to a psychiatric hospital because you have a mental disorder.
And of course, by definition, you'd be crazy to criticize Stalin, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
It's circular.
Well,
right?
This is where it comes from. So
yeah.
The left has gleefully condemned anyone who doesn't agree with them as needing psychiatric help. So if you... like Barack Obama, up until 2012, Barack Obama was homophobic, apparently. If you, according to Obama, if you don't support the progressive candidate, you're xenophobic. Pretty soon, if you're a woman who doesn't like men in your ladies' room, you're going to be transphobic. You're going to have a bad case of transphobia.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think pretty much we're all sick of this and sick of being smeared. Even the birther and birtherism. This was against people who simply asked the question. Since Obama said he was born in Kenya in his book pamphlet, he said he grew up in Indonesia and his father's from Kenya. People asked the logical question, well, why don't you release your birth certificate and your college records? And he said no. So you get smeared as if you're crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
or
he releases
a forged document, like Sheriff Arpaio pointed out. Hey, you release a forged document. It's got multiple layers here, like Photoshop. It's obviously Photoshopped. It's got anachronisms and terms that are there. It's got fonts that don't match that are anachronistic as well. This is obviously a forgery. So please explain that to us. I mean, we just want an explanation. You know, that's why they call us conspiracy theorists. We're not conspiracy theorists. We just don't. We're not gullible. We won't take anything that you put out there simply because you're authority figures. We're going to look at it and say, does this add up? No, 2 + 2 = 5. And so then they call us conspiracy theories. You know, a lot of people questioned when we saw Hillary Clinton fainting. Saw people on social media say, did she actually have an overexposure of patriotism? Because it wasn't really that hot that day, you know. It was just
right.
Overexposed patriotism on the anniversary of 9/11.
Right. It affected her. Well, look, the progressives like to present a fantasy. Stalin's fantasy of Soviet Russia was the government would own all the property, would control everything, and you would go to work in these factory jobs that don't produce anything, and you're going to be the happiest people on earth. If you don't buy into the fantasy, you get sent to the psychiatric ward. You must be crazy. Same thing with Obama's birth certificate that he eventually produced. It was a fantasy. It was a forgery. And if you don't believe it, you're a birther. So that's the MO. So anyway, I realize that when you really look at what these people believe and their thought process, I thought it would be good to brand them with a term. And I thought of Amerophobia, that because progressivism is the only real mental illness to speak of. So when the Democrats banish American flags from their convention, as they did, or condemn the police, I came up with an idea. Let's just point our finger at them and scream and yell, "Amerophobe, you're Amerophobic."
That's great. They fear America, but they like certain things, right? They like globalism. Maybe we should call them globophiles. They're Amerophobic and global philia, or whatever.
let me run down what they like and don't like. First of all, they really have disdain for American values. They believe our character is racist and selfish rather than tolerant and generous. They're very uncomfortable in the presence of the American flag, and they do consider themselves morally superior. Mm-hmm. Amerophobes also blame America for all international conflicts, even in remote regions of the world. They think America is the culprit. They believe we were a big colonial power, and we still are, even though we were actually a British colony. Amerophobes deify globalism, and they hate when our allies act independently, like Britain in the Brexit vote or Israel defending themselves from terrorism. The things that Amerophobes like, they love people who conform. They love the United Nations, International Criminal Court. They love government agencies that highly regulate Americans, like the EPA, IRS, FEMA, FDA. And Amerophobes trust government and government elites over their own judgment. And the reason for all of this is they believe in the fantasy of an imaginary utopia. And when America falls short of this fantasy, of this perfect society, this perfect collective, they conclude, well, America is evil, and so we want to bring it down, we want to turn it upside down. They want a society where truth and lies are indistinguishable, and that's why they promote blatant falsehoods against the police. Amerophobes also believe in open borders because it's our boundaries that protect our hated American character and independent national identity. So these are the very backwards ideology of Amerophobes, but you can see how this Amerophobia, I talk about it in my article on InfoWars, it really was introduced into the U.S. almost as a mental disease in the 1930s. Comintern, Communist International, through their affiliate in Chicago, CPUSA, Communist Party USA, they realized that the Marxist philosophy of total government control and collectivism was completely incompatible with the American way of life of free markets, individual rights, and open government. So they started a disinformation campaign, Disinformatia, and they promoted it through their Chicago office. The United States is oppressive, unjust, and corrupt. And over the years, this Amerophobia permeated our entertainment business, universities, and journalism, finally finding its way into a mainstream political party. And today the Democrat Party is a radical Amerophobic socialist party. Their entire platform, their presidential candidates, everything about them is Amerophobic.
You know, you mentioned entertainment, and it reminds me of the movie Hail Caesar by the Coen brothers, my favorite filmmakers. And central to that, they go back to the 1950s, it didn't do really well at the movie theaters, but I thought it was really funny. My wife and I both enjoyed it because it went back to all the different, almost stereotypes of Hollywood back in the 1950s. But at the core of the plot are all these communist writers in Hollywood who see it as their mission to change America into a communist country by using movies. And that's originally, you know, there was a truth at a very, very hard truth, a very large truth at the bottom of the search for communists. You know, they always want to say, well, McCarthyism is a witch hunt and so forth and so on. But at the core, they really were communists in Hollywood who really saw it as their mission to change America and to use the movies to do that.
Well, today, in my article, I say, well, how can a person possibly become Amerophobic? Now, I'm from a small town in East Tennessee. I never grew up with any Amerophobic people. We believed in, God and country and hard work. And most of America believes in that. But people that grew up in Amerophobic families, red diaper babies like Barack Obama, you've seen my film Dreams for My Real Father, where I show his real father was a Communist Party Soviet agent named Frank Marshall Davis. David Axelrod, both parents, Communist Party members. Valerie Jarrett, communist family. So people that watch today, the millennials and generations since the 70s, if you grow up watching U.S. news media, if you study at a U.S. university, you're going to be exposed to Hollywood movies and TV that are all controlled by liberals and promote Amerophobic messages.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Joel Gilbert. Has a great article at Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton promotes Amerophobia. She's probably the best example of this new term he coined. I think it's a great term. She's Amerophobic.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Gilbert. He has an article on Infowars.com today. Hillary Clinton promotes Amerophobia, a great new term that Joel coined, because they're always talking about we have this phobia, that phobia, xenophobic, homophobic, so forth. They're afraid of America, and they hate America. That's the bottom line. It's a great term to use. You know, Joel, when I look at this, and we look at how Obama is promoting a trans agenda with the bathrooms and other issues, you know, the federal government coming in and telling us how we're going to structure bathrooms in private, on private property even, you know, in churches and so forth, not even on limiting themselves to public bathrooms. But, you know, when I look at this, I think maybe we should start calling these people transnationalists because they were born American or British or German, but they see themselves as globalists, you know. Well, so let's give it to them. They're transnationalists.
Well, because of their dislike for America, they start to look abroad to see where the perfect society might be. In the 30s and 40s, 50s, there wasn't a whole lot of news reporters in Stalinist Russia where they were throwing people in gulags and collective farms and starving people to death and murdering 20 million of their own people in peacetime. So you had American communists, including the black Bolsheviks out of Chicago, which Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, was one of them. They believed that the Soviet Union was this perfect society. They're always looking elsewhere, whether it's an imaginary utopia or heaven on earth, the communist system, which is in fact a complete disaster that leads to economic failure and biological destruction of all the societies that have adopted this. Also in the article, there's a video which is Hillary Clinton is an Amerophobe. It's a 4-minute animated video, which...
Yes, and that's a great video. We didn't play it because it's difficult. The joke is difficult to get across on radio because what it is, it's word association. And right. When you come through, you've got Hillary Clinton in a padded cell in an insane asylum, and they're saying, we're going to try to help you with this Amerophobia. As they throw up images, she tells you what she thinks of that particular image, and it's hilarious. It's a great bit. But all you hear if we play it on the radio is just her saying her comment, and you don't get the visual joke, which is really funny. People really need to watch that. That's embedded in the article on InfoWars, Hillary Clinton Promotes Amerophobia.
Right. So it's kind of like a Rorschach test. We show a guy holding two ducks. He's a hunter. He's holding two ducks. And Hillary yells at him, mass shooter. There's Santa Claus on his sleigh in the snow, and she yells, climate denier.
Exactly. So yeah, that's great. It's very funny.
It goes on and on. So it's really going viral. So people should check that out on Infowars.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an awesome video. Well, you know, we look at this, and we talk about how they don't like America. They love other countries. There's a story on Politico, Joel. Obama, in an awkward twist, they say, becomes Saudi Arabia's defender. And I'm looking at this as like, becomes Saudi Arabia? This guy began by literally bowing and scraping to these people, and he's going to go out that way as well. But it's that's what it's going to be.
Well, we remember, you know, recently we had Obama doing a press conference in Cuba with Raul Castro, the butcher. And a few reporters, at least one reporter, said, hey, to Obama, hey, what about all the oppression and deprivation here in Cuba? And he said, oh, well, they have a different system.
Yeah.
Rather, imagine, instead of saying they have an inferior system that has oppressed people and caused the Cuban people and their economy and life to be miserable for the past 60 years. He makes excuses.
And yeah, they got a different system. It's a system of oppression, which I want to bring to you, by the way. But the good news is they have all these classic cars because they haven't been looking at any new cars since the 1950s, right? That's going to be the gem in the economy when they sell those things off worldwide.
Right. Well, this is the fantasy. It's the leftist fantasy of some perfect society that's not America.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely ignorant. If they would look at the facts and compare America to the reality of the rest of the world, they would conclude that America is the greatest country possibly in the history of the world. But they're so miserable looking for this perfect utopia, they want to reject everything great about America, our flag, our freedoms, our right to bear arms, our free speech. And Hillary, by the way, wanted to add something a little different, that I'm convinced that if she becomes incapacitated as president in any way, I believe Huma Abedin will be the acting essential president. Hillary will hole up in the White House, and Huma will essentially run the country. I think it's a very real possibility if Hillary wins.
Well, she's kind of a Muslim Brotherhood mole that's been in there for quite a while. But, you know, I guess she would see herself in the role of as first lady, kind of like Hillary was to Bill Clinton when Hillary tried to usurp authority there. Very, very great article and a great video. Go to, you can see that Hillary Clinton Promotes Amerophobia, another viral video by Joel Gilbert. hilarious video. You have to see it. We can play it on the radio for you because the joke doesn't work on the radio, but pass it around to your friends. They all need to see this. Thank you so much, Joel. Another great job on putting together a viral video. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the hatred.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. Cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now, we're going to be going to him in just a moment, is Joe Biggs, our reporter in Charlotte. He's going to tell us what happened last night. And, you know, when I look at this, it's disturbing to me on a number of different levels. We've had the Tulsa officer who shot Terrence Crutcher charged now with first-degree manslaughter. And I agree with that. And I think that, you know, for too long we have seen the police who used to be referred to as peace officers, who used to walk the beat. Now we see them being used as meter maids instead, provoking conflicts. And then when there is a conflict, they're not trained properly to deal with it or not physically capable of dealing with it. They're fearful. They act like Barney Fife. And that's, I believe, what was involved in this shooting in Tulsa. But on the other side of this, we've got Hillary Clinton tweeting out about the police shooting in Tulsa as the situation was developing in Charlotte, using that like a dog whistle, essentially throwing a Molotov cocktail into Charlotte. Where is the leadership? See, all we've seen from Obama is division, divide and conquer for political purposes. And that's what we're seeing from Hillary Clinton. She is willing to burn a city down as a demagogue, so for her own personal benefit, just like a Nero. I'm going to go to Joe Biggs in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have extended our sales for Secret 12 as well as Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. Both of those are 20% off. Again, Super Male Vitality, you've heard Tim Kennedy talk about how valuable that has been for his training. You can read the reviews, the five-star reviews about Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. And also, same thing with Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. There are over 1,000 reviews now of B12 because that's one of Secret 12. That's one of our earlier products. And 4.8 out of 5. Read what people say about that. Read how it helps them. And, of course, if you don't understand the benefit of vitamin B12, do some research on your own as well. See the forms that we have of this. And, again, it's in liquid form. No painful injections required to get a B12 supplementation. And we have put Secret 12, our B12 formulation, as well as Super Male Vitality. Both of those are still 20% off. We've extended those sales, but we're not going to be able to extend those very much longer and still meet the commitments that we have to our people who have signed up for AutoShip. And if you do sign up for AutoShip, then you never run out of supply, and you get a 10% discount when you sign up for that. We have a lot of people who do that. That's why we have to end this sale soon so we can meet those demands for that. Again, both of these products, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That will be ending very shortly. Now, joining us now is Joe Biggs in Charlotte. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, thanks for having me on, David. Before we get into what happened last night, I'd like to really talk about some of the events that have unfolded today. We have the wife of Keith Lamont Scott. She has released footage now of her from her cell phone before and leading up to the fact when her husband is shot and killed. Now, in the footage, you can hear her scream or hear the police screaming, "Drop your gun, drop your gun." But meanwhile, during that entire time, she's commenting as well, going, "He doesn't have a gun, he doesn't have a gun." And I believe she says something about how he has TBI and he just took his medication. So this video only fuels the flames, just like with what Hillary Clinton said. You know, she wants this place to blow up, essentially, because it's going to take heat off of her coming into this first debate and take the eyes off of her. So she could care less if Charlotte burns to the ground. She'll sit there and spark more racism just to go ahead and use that as a way to hide under that for a while so she can not get any kind of negative media coverage, which is what she's been getting a lot of lately. You know, and with this video coming out today, I think that's really going to spark stuff up. The Minnesota Vikings will be flying into town today and all of their fans. And they're playing the Carolina Panthers here at home Sunday. Now, the NFL's been talking about whether or not to move or postpone this game due to the tensions that have been going on. But the chief of police has come out and begged them to stay, and it looks like it's going to continue to happen. So you're going to have a lot of people coming in from out of state, a lot of people that are coming up here in this area that's already hot. And I'm standing at the epicenter where it is a building that is usually very vibrant. There's bars, there's restaurants, there's movie theaters, CVS's, you know, food stores, all this different stuff. And it's all shut down right now. It's all being repaired. And right behind me over my right shoulder is the Omni Hotel, where the second night of protests really sparked and turned into violent chaos here on the streets. And that's where a man was shot and killed. And they actually caught that guy with CCTV footage that the police was able to gather from cameras in the surrounding area. So with that being done, I was out last night with the protesters walking around. They all believe that this was a cop who shot this guy. Well, the police have now found footage that shows that it was a civilian, a protester, who shot this guy and killed him. And now we have rumors going around still that Keith Lamont Scott had no gun, that this was only a book. And now this footage comes out where you can't see the gun, but you hear the cops screaming he has a gun. And she's sitting there saying he doesn't own a gun. So I think it's going to make tonight just really very unpredictable. Last night wasn't really bad, but it definitely got crazy at one point in time when protesters took to 277, it's an interstate right over here to my right, and they ascended down in the road, stopped the traffic just before midnight. Riot police came in, started shooting pepper bullets, and then they charged at myself and a group of people, pushed us up a giant embankment, and I started getting pepper sprayed in the face. My skin is still burning, and my eyes were swollen until about 8 o'clock this morning. So it definitely heated up for a little bit last night.
But we were told in the national press that everything was just really calm last night.
They said there were small groups up, but, I mean, there were thousands of people out at one point, and they were walking around. It was funny, the video you're seeing right now is of outside of the prison that's downtown. As protesters were marching down this road, cellmates inside were flicking their lights on and off, banging on the windows, screaming at the protesters, I'm assuming in solidarity or something like that, glad that they're out there, you know, marching against, you know, this police brutality that they're out here for. But, you know, at the end of the day, we keep getting these false narratives that are spun up on social media, and then it becomes truth, and everyone takes to the streets, and they're fighting, and they're becoming violent, and they're assaulting people. White people are being beaten and dragged through parking lots because they thought this was a racist issue, and it's not a racist issue. It is a black cop who shot a black man. The police say he has a gun. There's no definitive evidence of that yet. They have not released the footage.
That's an important point right there. It was a black cop who shot a black man. The chief of police is black. The mayor of the city is a Democrat. And yet they've turned this into a race riot. And when we look at Hillary Clinton, absolute silence for at least 24. I don't know if she's still. I haven't looked at her Twitter feed lately, but she was silent for at least 24 or 36 hours after this, except for the tweet about the situation in Tulsa, saying yet again, a black man has been shot by an unarmed black man has been shot by a cop, making it a racial issue. That's what she wants, is a race war. And that's how she is portraying this. Now, you know, when you're looking at this, and we got that video that's come out, have the police released any video of from their perspective, from their cameras? Because I guess if the wife is saying he hasn't got a gun, he hasn't got a gun. But we've seen a third party eyewitness say, you know, he took a picture of the gun that was there on the sidewalk. I don't know if that was a drop gun. But again, that wouldn't be a racial issue. That would still be a police issue. Nobody is talking. Hillary's not talking about any concrete reforms that they would do about the police. She wants to have a race war here. But have the police released any video of their own?
Well, here's a critical part of the whole thing. The police have not released the footage, but what they did is they allowed the family of Keith Lamar Scott to come in and witness the footage for themselves. And I got this information from some journalists who have been here for the last few days who know people here locally within the police force. And they said that they sat down, they let them watch this footage, and at the very end, they said, do you think that our shooting justifies based off the footage you shot? And the family looked at the police officers and said no comment and just walked away. So that kind of makes you kind of think, well, maybe they didn't see what they wanted to see, you know, because when you look at this, the wife's footage, she's back away, and all you can see is the cops yelling or hear them yelling, and then she finally moves up after he's been shot and is on the ground. So there's still a lot left to, you know, a lot left to be unseen. We don't know what's really going on yet. But based off of the family's reaction, the fact that, I don't know, man, I think tonight's still going to be, it's going to pop up again a little bit.
I would like to see, if Hillary says that she wants to be president to everyone, I would like to see her try to defuse this situation instead of using it for political gain, because it's the racism narrative there. We have police that are engaged in unjustified violence and excessive use of force and shootings and so forth, and that needs to be investigated. She should call for calm until it is investigated. I mean, we've seen a picture of the gun on the ground. I don't know if he had a gun that was registered to him, or if they're saying that was an unregistered gun, if it's an unregistered gun, and they're saying that he didn't have it. I mean, they need to work that out. We need to see the footage from all the different angles. And that really, I think, is something that the city government there really ought to do, is put out their footage and say, here's our cards, let's stop the riot. But meanwhile, she is using this, and Black Lives Matter is using this, to promote a race war. Every time we have a situation like this, especially if there's some ambiguity, they always seize on those particular issues and build those up, because that's the narrative that they want, is that the police are against black people. And so, therefore, you ought to go out and attack unarmed white people who don't have anything to do with the police. That's the solution.
This has already been a battleground for LGBT rights, you know. The NBA playoffs or whatever, they pulled out. They're not going to be doing that stuff here anymore because of the transgender bathroom laws. You know,
they're moving those games to places where they don't have homosexual marriage, where they don't have rights for transgenders, where they don't have rights for homosexuals. That's where they're moving these games, down into the Virgin Islands and other islands where they're transferring these basketball games, so forth. They're moving them to those areas, and they have less legal protection there than they do in North Carolina by far.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense why this is all happening, but, you know, for some reason this place has been chosen to be the next Ferguson, and, you know, from what we've seen the first two nights, it's definitely been worse because people have been shot and killed now. You know, the interesting thing about Charlotte is the amount of false narratives that are being pushed on social media and how they're becoming so... They're becoming truth and fact, and people last night were screaming, and I could hear the rhetoric, and everyone's like, he had a book, and, you know, this and that, and, you know, the guy wasn't shot by a protester the other night. He was shot by a cop with a rubber bullet, and I'm like, well, a rubber bullet doesn't kill anybody, and it sure as hell doesn't leave a puddle of blood all over the ground. So these people are completely believing this false narrative, and they're willing to come out here and be violent and fight for it.
Yeah, basically what they're doing is they're creating a mob mentality, and Hillary Clinton is involved very deep in this, and I can't believe that the conservative media isn't calling her out more on it. I know that CNN and the mainstream media aren't going to call her out on that. But one of the things that I thought was interesting was the fact that 70% of the people that have been arrested, as we learned today, 70% are from out of town, out of state, I think.
Yeah, I got people from South Carolina, and then I heard a large number of these people came in from Atlanta, Georgia as well.
Mm-hmm.
People came in on buses and some of the trains. There's a train that comes through here. And, you know, that's been the word so far. So one of the guys that works for the police department here made a statement and said when they ran all the IDs, they believe that, you know, most of these people from out of town only to come here to start violence. And, like, that's one of the main reasons why I said tonight I believe might pop off again, because you have a lot more out-of-towners coming in for this football game. You know, a lot of people are scared to be out, so it's pretty dead at nighttime. The epicenter right now has a few restaurants that are open to my right, but they have to close everything down at 4. Everything's boarded up. Most of the banks are closed down. There's only a few businesses that are out. Most people that are downtown right now are journalists or people from out of town who want to take pictures of all the chaos that's happened, and construction crews trying to rebuild everything really quickly before, you know, it gets out of hand again. So they're boarding up all these windows. I mean, it definitely doesn't have the vibe of Charlotte that it used to when I lived here.
And, of course, we have Rachel Maddow and others saying that they're just cleaning the streets. They're not really looters. They're protesters, and not only that, they're street cleaners at the same time. What kind of destruction have you seen there? Because we've seen that they've you know, burned down some buildings. They looted even the NASCAR museum that was there in Charlotte. Have you taken any pictures or any reports about what you've seen in that area? What can you tell us?
Yeah, a lot of the businesses have been boarded up. Right here to my right is a place called the Epicenter. And like I said, a lot of nightclubs, not gas stations, but convenience stores. They're all boarded up on the inside. The outside part here is that this is a Mexican cantina. It's not boarded up yet. But on the inside, all those places are boarded up. There's a street down here further away, about a block down, and then off to the right. Almost every business is boarded up where it was busted in. And it's pretty sporadic because the police are moving them around different sections, and then as they were able to lose the police, they would just start rioting in that area and breaking into buildings. So you've got a lot of action that happened down this way. The front windows were busted out in the Omni Hotel right over here as well. So, I mean, it definitely does not look like my Charlotte that I grew up in, that I'm from. It definitely looks like a war zone. It looks like the Gaza Strip almost.
Now, we've talked about how the people that have been arrested, the majority of them, 70%, have been even out of state. What about peaceful protesters? I'm sure you've seen some peaceful protesters there. What are they saying that they want? Or are they just talking about this in terms of Black Lives Matter and making this a racism issue? Or are they talking about doing some real reforms for everybody?
They had a lot of local community leaders that were in town last night leading some of these marches. At the beginning of the night, it started off as like sporadic little marches here and there. And eventually, around 11 o'clock at night, I believe, they all came together. And there was thousands of people out here in the streets. And they had some older black gentlemen that were community leaders that were leading more like Black Lives Matter type protests. They kept screaming, hands up, don't shoot. Resistance or revolution is beautiful. But really nothing about how to fix anything or any of the issues. They did everything they could at every intersection to keep the peace with all the younger individuals that were in the crowd protesting. But these guys that were still in the crowd were still throwing water bottles at the police officers that were on their bicycles and trying to spark something. So you still have agitators in these groups. They're trying to set something off because they know once it happens, then they'll be able to run around again. I've already had three or four people approach me going, hey, I think it's going to pop off again tonight. Make sure if it does, go inside the stores and get as much as you can, you know. So that's definitely the mentality right now that's happening here. You know, you've got some people that want to make it all about race, and then you've got some that just want to come out here and take advantage of the situation and release anger that they've had pent up for a long time, and they know they're not going to be caught, you know, 9 times out of 10 or anything's going to happen to them, and they're going to run back and play on their new TVs. So I don't see anybody really trying to do anything to fix anything. I just see more continuation of what's been going on around the country, and I don't see this ending anytime soon.
Yeah, you know, breaking out a window and grabbing a television set and running, that's not looting. That's just a protest. One of the things that we saw was...
They were cleaning out the store. They needed a new inventory.
You're doing them a favor. Store cleaners. We saw the video of the guy, the black guy who was going around and saying free hugs and hugging the police. We saw the people who criticized it for it. What you're describing there is that even sounds like even the most of the peaceful protesters, other than some individuals like that individual, many of the so-called peaceful protesters are really kind of inciting this kind of racist hatred amongst the people, even if they're not actually throwing stuff or doing violence themselves. Would you characterize it that way, or is that an unfair characterization?
I would say out of what I saw last night, maybe up to 5 individuals, protesters, you know, African-American females that were walking up to the police, and especially the head of the police department that's here in downtown, the uptown area of Charlotte. And he was walking around in the protest amongst the people, and people would come up. There was a girl that had one of the live streams on Facebook.
We're going to have to cut it there at that point. Thank you so much, Joe Biggs, as our reporter, live in Charlotte. And we'll be having more reports from him tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. The next hour is going to be hosted by Leanne McAdoo, and she'll have Owen Schroer joining her as a guest, covering news and some of the things that we've got here. This article that we were talking about with Joel Gilbert, Amerophobia. You know, when I look at that, it talks about how the left hates America. This interesting article on The Hill by Armstrong Williams, who himself is black, and he says, nationalism is the new N-word. And that really does describe it. That is the hate that is being engendered, as we see, even as we see racial division being fomented by Hillary Clinton on our streets. So I want to get to the news in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind you that we have a free app that launched this week. And if you haven't noticed it, when I looked on Monday night, it was number 5 in the top 10 searched items on Apple's App Store. And I think when Alex looked at it, I think it was number 30 the next day in terms of free apps. But you can find it and link to it at Infowars.com/app. Now, what is it? It's a new app. We've had an app where you can listen to, on your phones to the radio show for quite some time. But with this new app, you can watch the radio show live on your phone as well as choose to listen to it in radio mode. But you also get the stories that we have. A very quick index. It's great organization of both our website, our YouTube feeds, our special reports that we do with the InfoWars Nightly News, as well as the radio show that you can listen to or watch. You can get all of that now in a free app. Again, you can find that at Infowars.com/app, or you can pick it up on the Apple and Android stores. Also, we've extended the sales for Secret 12 and for Supermail Vitality, 20% off at InfowarsLife.com. That's not going to last much longer. Now, when we're talking to Joel Gilbert, I mentioned this article about Obama in an awkward twist becomes Saudi Arabia's defender. Do you understand what he's defending Saudi Arabia from? They expect that he's going to veto the ability of 9/11 families to sue the Saudis. So even though they were telling us that the Saudis were behind it, they put this whole narrative out there, even had some documents that made its way into the official report telling us that there were officials within the Saudi government and ambassadors that were helping to fund the people that they said brought down the towers. Even as they're doing that, they're saying to Americans for 15 years, no, you can't sue them. That all blew up, didn't it? Why did it blow up? It blew up because Donald Trump said, release the 28 pages. It finally got traction, even though you had the people who had the senators who had headed the 9/11 commission were saying we need to release these pages to the American public. They remained hidden. Why? Because they didn't want this to blow up in the way that it's blown up. So now you've got Obama in an awkward position. He has to choose sides, the Saudis or the American people. Guess which side he went with? The Saudis. Of course he went with the Saudis. He's going to tell them he doesn't want this to go any further. You know, if they start getting sued and a lot of money is involved, the Saudis might give up some more information that they know about what happened on 9/11. You know, if you're going to throw us under the bus, they say, for 9/11, maybe we'll turn stool pigeon and get some immunity here by talking about the people who were higher up that were really involved in this. Can't have that. So that'll be interesting to see how that develops. And that's going to be coming up pretty soon. He's going to have to make a decision one way or the other. Now, of course, on Monday night, we're going to have the debate. First time that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have faced off against each other. But really, you know what? This is going to be the first time that we've had an American facing the globalists. And I think it's going to be huge. As Donald Trump would say, I think it's going to be like the very first Super Bowl. We've never seen the two football leagues play each other. We have never seen anybody defending the American position in our lifetime against the globalists. You see that on Monday night.
Final countdown. With only 45 days left till the general election, can the United States pull out of the New World Order as Russia and the UK have begun to do?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.